From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Bridget Dowd with your state and local news update. Alaska's summer tourism season is beginning to take shape. Big cruise ships recently got the green light to sail to the state again. At the same time, independent travelers are showing up in force in South Central, and local tour operators say those are the visitors they'll be focusing on this year. Alaska Public Media's Abby Collins hopped on a trolley tour with a handful of visitors and has this story.
It is a warm, sunny spring day in Anchorage, and a breeze blows through the open windows of one of the city's iconic red trolleys as it carries a couple dozen visitors on a tour of the town.
The mountains you see in the distance, that's the Alaska Range, and Denali's a part of the Alaska Range.
Donna McCary is guiding the afternoon tour for Anchorage Trolley Tours, which she began by thanking the car full of people for choosing to visit after a difficult 2020.
This company went from 50,000 people in 2019 to 1,100 people last summer. You can only imagine.
Cyrus Alderman is the company's president. He says right now, downtown Anchorage is full of excitement.
Everyone is so excited to see the tourists again because they bring hope. They bring their energy with them. They bring their excitement. And everyone is super excited for the guests to come back.
Anchorage Trolley Tours put operations on pause on August 1st of last year because of pandemic concerns. But when operations restarted 9 months later, on Alderman's birthday in early May, he was able to bring back all of his employees. Alderman says they'll focus on serving independent travelers this year. That's basically anyone not coming on a cruise ship or part of an organized tour. That's because even though cruises are making plans to return to Alaska later this summer, South Central ports aren't on the schedule right now. It means fewer people, but Alderman says that's okay.
We are going to haul less passengers, but we're going to create just as many memories.
There aren't clear numbers for exactly how many independent tourists have traveled to the state so far this year, but it is clear that people are coming back. According to Ted Stevens International Airport manager Jim Sazniak, the number of passengers landing at the airport in April was up 485% from the same month last year. While those numbers are still far below pre-pandemic norms, the travel industry and onlookers are planning for a really busy summer. Musin Gitabi is an economist at the University of Alaska Anchorage's Institute of Social and Economic Research.
This season is unlike any other in that, you know, we're having this surge of independent travelers. Hopefully that's the beginning of something that lasts.
Still, Gitabi says, while the news of the cruise industry's return to Alaska is, quote, unambiguously good news, he says it's unclear exactly what it'll mean for the state's economy. And he says while independent travel will provide an economic boost, it's no match for a normal summer with a full cruise schedule.
I do not think that given the delay in the decision and the concerns that we've been dealing with, that this season is going to be similar to pre-pandemic levels. I don't think we're going to be anywhere close to that.
Right now, it appears big ships are planning voyages to the Inside Passage this summer and not South Central. Russ Reno, owner of Anchorage Downtown Tour Group, says that's okay with him.
I know that people like in Juneau and Ketchikan and Skagway and Seward and also out in Whittier are dying to get those ships back. But me personally, I can care less if they come back because we cater to an independent traveler, and that's what we really, truly get our big business from.
Reno is anticipating a really good season. He says customer numbers are already up.
Our winter from January on just ballooned. I've never seen such record numbers in January, February, and March as I've seen this year.
Reno says the number of people who already booked trips for the summer is at an all-time high, a milestone he attributes to independent travelers.
I'm short-staffed. I am going crazy here trying to accommodate the amount of bookings we're receiving daily right now.
Back on the trolley, Laith Allman is happily participating in the afternoon tour. And he's one of those independent travelers companies are talking so much about. Allman is visiting from Florida and is so excited to be in Alaska, even just for a few days.
All the people here are lovely, friendly, calm people. I mean, they like to guide us. And also, Alaska, surprised me, have a lot of activities.
He even got to see a moose just before the end of the trolley ride.
You see she's eating willow. Are there horns on that?
The excitement extends beyond the moose sighting, as South Central's tourism industry sets off on a path to recovery. In Anchorage, I'm Abby Collins.
Police and the FBI are investigating stickers that display swastikas and a threatening message that were put on windows and doors of an Anchorage gay bar and a Jewish history museum this week. As Alaska Public Media's Lex Trennan reports, the museum director and curator say they won't be intimidated.
On Tuesday afternoon, Leslie Freed was tending to a flower bed in front of the Alaska Jewish Museum in Midtown Anchorage when she spotted a sticker on the window.
I just looked up like this and I went, oh my God, you know.
It was a black and white sticker with a swastika and the words, "We are everywhere." Freed, the museum's curator, says she was shocked. When she walked around the building, she found more stickers.
I didn't realize there was one there. There was one there. You can still see the residue there. There was one there.
The museum was one of two targets of the stickers that Anchorage police have confirmed. Mad Myrna's, a gay bar downtown, reported the same sticker on one of its doors. Managers at Myrna's declined to comment for this story. Freed says she peeled off the first sticker and brought it to her boss, museum director Rabbi Joseph Greenberg. He immediately decided to report it to authorities.
I was a little bit surprised because I didn't expect that to happen here in Anchorage. Anchorage is a very friendly, loving community.
Security footage from the museum showed a man in a hoodie appeared around 2 a.m. the morning before. He arrived on an electric skateboard and pasted the stickers on the building, information Greenberg shared with the police and FBI. It's not the first time he's had to call them. He's had to call in vandals and a bomb threat before. Greenberg says he also requested help from the Department of Homeland Security.
So we're going to have the next few weeks, the entire time the building is open, we will have security guards here with everything the security people need to have to secure this place. So we are taking this very seriously.
The Nazi-themed stickers come at a difficult time for the Jewish community. Nationwide, synagogues and Jewish-owned businesses have faced a wave of vandalism in response to recent violence between Israel and Palestine, according to the New York Times. But Greenberg says he's not living in fear.
For someone coming in the middle of the night, it's being a coward, coming in the middle of the night and hiding and putting a sticker. That's the only purpose of this is to get publicity, to put fear.
Greenberg and Freed say they've received dozens of messages of support after the incidents were publicized. The community support shows there's much more tolerance than hate in Anchorage, they say, and they're confident the police can catch the culprit. In the meantime, Greenberg says he's asking a favor of community members who want to show their support.
The best way to support the Jewish community is by doing an act of goodness and kindness, being kind to your neighbor, being kind to your friend, being kind to your family.
Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Lex Trinan.
The University of Alaska Anchorage is reopening its campuses this fall, including the Homer and Soldotna campuses of Kenai Peninsula College. KDLL's Sabine Pooks has more on what the change means for members of the college community.
Campuses have been quiet since March 2020, when the college moved the majority of its classes online. It'll change August 2nd, when KPC and all other UAA campuses officially open. The first day of classes is August 23rd. Incoming KPC Director Cheryl Seemers says she's working with department chairs to shift more classes to in-person instruction this fall.
When we created our fall schedule, we increased our number of face-to-face offerings, kind of in anticipation of this, but now we'll look at it even more strategically, seeing if there are others that we need to offer on campus.
There have been a few classes in person this school year, like some in the EMT and nursing departments, but most general education classes have been fully online.
And we're already starting to get student feedback. So if there's a class on there that they really wanted face-to-face that's only showing an online modality, we have received calls from students that say, hey, do you think you're going to offer this in a face-to-face format? And where possible, we're looking at that.
Enrollment has been down at KPC and across the university system for a while now. The pandemic accentuated that trend, creating an even larger dip in tuition revenue for KPC. As for enrollment this upcoming school year,
that's our big question mark.
Seemers says they're still waiting to see how things shake out, but she generally thinks there will be a growth in enrollment, especially as students who didn't want to do distance come back. The university system also just announced a new policy on masks. Now all fully vaccinated students, staff, and visitors can be on campus without them. It's on an honor system, though, so no one's going to check whether those without masks are vaccinated or not. Seemers says she's excited to have students and staff back on campus soon.
And create the community sense that's so essential to what we do at Kenai Peninsula College.
KPC doesn't have any students living on campus. Its residence hall has been on hiatus due to budget cuts and lower enrollment since last June. For KDLL, I'm Sabine Pooks.